欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。还有不到一周的时间，2018年呢就要过去了。这一年呢，其实我相信对于每个人意义都是不同的。它或许波澜不惊，或许呢对你的生活意义重大。不管这一年是好是坏，是喜是悲，一切都会过去的。但是呢，新的2019年马上就要来了，你准备好了吗？今天分享的这篇英语美文呢，我觉得这个故事还是蛮有寓意所在的。它讲述的是一群人呢，他一直住在沙漠里。你说这些人他想从沙漠里走出来吗？当然想，但是他们就是走不出来。结果有一天呢，有一个人过去看了之后才发现，原来呢他们是找不到北极星，所以一直呢在沙漠里面原地打转。最后呢，当他告诉村民北极星的位置的时候呢，这些村民呢顺利的就从沙漠里走出来了。其实这和我们的生活呢是有一些相通之处的。如果生活中呢你没有一个突破点，没有一个新方向，可能呢你一辈子都是在原地打转的。但是呢一旦有了新的方向，你人生的境遇还有体验呢就将会大有不同。那接下来呢我们就来听一下这篇美文。如果你觉得语速比较快呢，可以关注我的公众微信号卡卡课堂，里面会有我的慢版带读。 A new life starts from the fixed directionBissell is a small village of the West Sahara. It lies next to a patch of 1.2 square kilometers oasis, from where 3 days and nights are generally required to go out of the desert. However, before King Levin discovered it in 1926, none of the people had walked out of the desert. Reportedly, they were not reluctant to leave this barren land, but had no way to walk out of it after they had tried many times.As an academician of the British Royal College of Sciences, Ken Levin, of course, did not believe this viewpoint. He asked the reason of the people here. As a result, the answer of each was the same. To whichever direction they went from here, they would eventually return to this place. To prove this parlance, he did an experiment. He went north from Bissell Village and finally walked out from it in 3.5 days.Why couldn't Bissell Villager walk out of it? King Levin was very puzzled. In the end, he had to employ a Bissell Villager to lead the way and wanted to find out the reason. They prepared the water that could be used for half a month and took camels while only leaning on a stick. King Levin put away the compass and other facilities, following the man. 10 days later, they walked for about 800 miles. On the 11th morning, an oasis came into their view.It really came back again to Bissell. This time, King Levin came to understand. The Bissell people couldn't walk out of the desert because they had no knowledge of the North Star. In the boundless desert, if a person goes forward relying on his or her sense, he or she will make lots and lots of circles of different sizes, and the final footprints will be most likely the shape of tape. Bissell Village was in the middle of the immense desert,with more than 1,000 square kilometers, so without a compass, it was indeed impossible to walk out of the desert. Leaving Bissell Village, Ken Levin brought a young man called Argutel, who was the man that had cooperated with him last time. He told the young man, as long as you rest in daytime and walk towards the brightest star at night, you will be able to walk out of the desert. Argutel did, as he was told. 3 days later,He, sure enough, came to the edge of the desert. Now in the West Sahara, Bissell has been a bright pearl, where tens of thousands of tourists come here. As the pioneer of Bissell, Argutel's bronze statue stands in the center of the town. On the base of the bronze statue, the following line was engraved. A new life starts from the fixed direction.